Good morning. Our question today is, do you need to drink water inside the sukkah or similar items? And if you're next to your sukkah, is that going to be different? Meaning, even if we say that you're not obligated to drink water and the like inside the sukkah, but if you're next to the sukkah, that would that then obligate you to move into the sukkah to have what otherwise you would not be obligated? So in fact, in the Halicha Shlomo, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it brings as follows: Hanimtza Samuch L'sukkah, so somebody who is located next to sukkah, you're in your general vicinity, you're in the backyard, and the sukkah is not too far away. For example, Nira Lichor, apparently, Shiesh L'Likanish L'Tocha, you should go into the sukkah, even for drinking water and such similar things that otherwise we are not obligated to drink in the sukkah. But if you're next to the sukkah, you should indeed move into the sukkah. Why is that? So it's explained as follows in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Kevin Shederach Bnei Adam, Shibatzam Samuch Habesam, because when somebody is next to their house, they do not drink outside the house, but rather they will go into the house. We have the same halacha, Teishvu Kein Taduru. How would we act if we were not during Sukkot? How would we act vis-a-vis our house? The ways we act via our house is how we have to act via the sukkah as well. So during the year, if we're in the close vicinity of our house, we would not be drinking outside. We would enter the house and drink on the inside. Teishvu Kein Taduru means that we have to sit in the sukkah. We have to live in the sukkah as we would live in our houses. And accordingly, the same way we would act during the rest of the year for a house, we have to act in the sukkah. We would, when we're in close proximity, we would have to enter into the sukkah. And based on that, they explain, it's based on a Gemara in Sukkah, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the following language, Umishi Yachmir al-Atzma, somebody who is strict on himself, lo yishta chutz the sukkah, doesn't even drink outside the sukkah, afilu mayim, even water, hareza meshubach, that is preferred. And a number of poskim asked on this, what does that mean? Water is in no way obligated to be drunk in the sukkah, so why should we be machmir at all when we're in no way obligated to be having the water in the sukkah? But based on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach explained, based as we just discussed, Nirad appears, what does that language mean, that it's Hareza Meshubach, preferred that you have it in the sukkah, the Kevan Shim Nimsa Samuch, it's talking specifically about somebody who is close in the vicinity to the sukkah, Shapir Mishayev Gamal Shtiyas Mayim, that would obligate you to have the water in the sukkah as well, and accordingly, that is the hitter that is doing the right thing, because in the end of the day, when you enter into the sukkah, that you really do have that obligation, and you are being mekayim the mitzvah of drinking in the sukkah. So that language in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's meshubach, it's preferred to drink even water in the sukkah, Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach qualifies that and says that's talking about when you're in close vicinity to the sukkah, that's when you should go in, that's when you're obligated to have the water inside, and that's when you are mekayim the mitzvah. Otherwise, he would be of the view that absolutely no requirement whatsoever, maybe not even a hitter, to have water outside the sukkah.